Working for It, a house flipping rom-com, a Cook Brothers novel, Book 5, by B.J. Harvey. Narrated by Kelsey Navarro and Tim Page.
Prologue.
Is this seat taken?
I turn my head, my mouth tipping up with a wry grin when I see the source of the inquiry. Jilly Nelson, Jack's cook's sister-in-law, for all intents and purposes, stands there in all her stunning glory. She's 5'10", with her long blonde hair gathered in a high ponytail, sparkling dark blue eyes, and well-maintained curves for days. She's stunning, beyond so. It's a sight I've enjoyed every chance I've had in the past 12 hours, especially earlier tonight when she wore that clingy black dress made of a netted sequined fabric that would have had any unattached red-blooded man fantasizing about all the ways they could get to what's underneath it. I know this to be true because that's exactly what I've been doing all night. And since we're both in Vegas for my best friend Jamie and his fiancée's April's joint bachelor-bachelorette party, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't entertained thoughts of proving the "what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas" adage to be true, preferably with the woman currently raking her gaze up and down my body. I stand and pull out the bar stool beside me.
"A gentleman," she murmurs. "A rare find, some might say."
Her lips twitch, her eyes dancing. I shrug. I'm simply the man my mama raised me to be, and my father made damn sure I became. Once she's seated, I push her chair in and sit beside her, lifting my arm in the air to signal a bartender.
"Fancy seeing you here," she says, tilting her body toward me, her thigh brushing against mine as she goes.
"Indeed, I thought everyone was calling it a night." She quirks a brow, her lips twitching.
"You mean the couples who have anything but sleep on their minds?"
I groan and drop my head on the bar.
"What?"
she asks with a sly smile that gets my cock's attention. I turn my head and meet her eyes. "I'm rooming with Cohen. Now I really don't want this night to end." Jilly snorts, biting her lip as if to stop herself from laughing. I chuckle, and she loses the fight, soon joining me.
"Well, how about you let me buy you another drink?"
She nods at the 20-year-old malt in my hand.
"And I can help you avoid any awkward interruptions," she whispers. "Because I don't know about you, but it doesn't matter how close you are with someone, no one wants to walk in on post-coital bliss, solo or otherwise."
Well, fuck. Now there's only one person's post-coital anything I'm thinking of, and it's the woman in front of me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?